November 1914. SMS Emden, a German cruiser under the command of Captain Carl Friedrich Max von Müller, was wreaking havoc in the Pacific and Indian Oceans, choking the British Empire's lifelines. During a two-month period, 25 Allied cargo ships and two warships had fallen or been taken captive under Emden's guns. She had to be sunk, or at least stopped. Achtung! Do you hear there? Captain von Müller speaking. The British fleet we feared is steaming away, and we have a clear run at sending a shore party to destroy the Cocos Keeling wireless station on Direction Island. This action will disrupt communications in the Indian Ocean and will once again strike terror into shipping that already fears the name Emden. Raise the dummy funnel. Surprise will once again be our weapon. Meanwhile, a radio operator on Direction Island had spotted the ship and challenged her to identify herself. What ship are you? Silence. Von Müller ignored the transmissions and attempted to jam any further communications. It was noticed on shore that the ship had a false funnel. It had to be the Emden. SOS, Emden, SOS. Von Müller, aware that some of the transmissions may have gone through, was not concerned, as he thought that the nearest enemy ship was at least 200 miles away. He was wrong. Unknown to von Müller, the Anzac convoy had steamed from the other direction, up the western coast of Australia, and was only 53 miles and a mere 2 hours away. The commanding officer of the convoy, Captain Mortimer Silver, dispatched the fastest and best-armed ship at his disposal to investigate, the cruiser HMAS Sydney. Emden's raiding party had completed the demolition work on the island and were just ending the mission when the crew observed smoke on the horizon. "Don't worry," declares von Müller. "It's just our collier, the Buresk, meeting us to offload coal." "But wait, the Buresk does not make that much smoke. She normally burns clean." The ship was not the collier, Buresk, but HMAS Sydney, under the command of Captain John Glossop, steaming at over 20 knots directly for the Emden's position. "Recall the raiding party. Prepare for action." Two ships approached each other at full speed. Emden opened fire first, hitting Sydney's forward rangefinder, killing the operator, and narrowly missing Captain Glossop and the navigator on the bridge. In the ensuing battle, almost all of Emden's 1,500 rounds of ammunition fired either did not reach or harmlessly bounced off Sydney's 2-inch armor plate. Sydney, however, fired 670 rounds, with over 100 hitting the Emden with devastating effect. Most of her guns had been destroyed, the rudder jammed, and the torpedo room flooded. The funnels had collapsed, and the boilers were damaged. Sydney had crippled Emden. With no way of fighting back, von Müller runs the ship aground on North Keeling Island to save who he can. Meanwhile, Sydney steamed away to capture Buresk, returning to North Keeling Island later that afternoon. With no sign of Emden's surrender, Sydney opened fire again. Von Müller realizes that the colors are still up and quickly raises a white flag. Emden had surrendered. By the end of the day, 130 of Emden's sailors were dead and 69 wounded, four of whom died later. Sydney lost four sailors with 16 wounded. This battle is remembered every year by members of the RAN to ensure that the two ships, SMS Emden and HMAS Sydney, the captains von Müller and Glossop, and those who fought and died, are not forgotten.